Morning.
Morning. Quick turnaround this week and getting ready to get on a plane Wednesday to head down to Houston.
Do you want in your third running back, and how do you kind of size up both or all the three guys that seem to be in the mix there right now?
Well, they all work tremendously hard, and we're going to give all three of them another opportunity on Thursday night. Did some good things. We all put the ball on the ground the other night, which we don't want to see, but otherwise their effort's been good, and again, they've been working really hard.
Aside from turnovers, what bothered you the most about the other night in terms of execution?
Yeah, I think all of the above. All of the above. We didn't put our best foot forward in a number of categories. We did some things better than we've ever done them before, but we want to do more of those things in a better regard.
Correctable things, or when you see it, or what?
Most definitely.
How much does John Carlson have to catch up now that he's kind of back in full swing?
Well, we're going to find that out this week and next. Yesterday was his first day, so he was feeling his way a little bit yesterday, understandably so, and get him out there again today and hope it's better.
From what you saw of him in OTAs when he was around working with Christian, what does he offer this offense that maybe you've been missing in the preseason?
Well, he's a veteran guy. He knows how to get open versus NFL coverages. Has some quickness and suddenness to win versus man coverage also. So those are all good traits.
As you looked at Matt Khalil, particularly in the protection aspect on Friday, what did you see?
Good effort. Good effort. We didn't start the game very well. Our first six plays resulted in a total of 2 yards. After that, I thought we kicked it into gear and we did some Viking-type offensive plays. We didn't end up where we wanted to, but at least we did some more characteristic things other than what we did the first six plays. And I thought Matt was part of that too. He didn't play his best those first six plays, but then he played better as the first half progressed.
See, there was one play where you give up pressure against San Francisco on a third down and then the sack. Those are both outside speed rushes. Does he need to move his feet a little bit better there, or is that more of a recognition type of a thing?
Probably both. Probably both. Probably just get a better result, better technique, better anticipation, which will come with experience.
How do you view that second quarterback spot? I mean, is that Joe's for sure, or does Sage have a chance to push for the backup spot?
Well, everybody's got to be ready to play. Right now, Joe goes in second. And Joe did a good job the other night, so he's going to have another chance to gain some valuable experience on Thursday night and continue to grow into that role.
Will you go with Joe for a half and the other two for a quarter? Or?
Yet to be determined, Tom. We've got scheduled for all three quarterbacks to play, though, that's for sure.
Are you worried about Ponder's confidence, you know, that he keeps progressing in a direction and that confidence can be fragile when you're a young quarterback?
Not necessarily. Confidence only comes from one thing. That's demonstrated performance. Can't build anybody up. Can't give them anything false or fabricated. When they do it, they gain confidence. And so we'll look forward to this season. Our young quarterback, our young players, our old players gaining confidence from demonstrated performance.
It didn't seem like too many of the offensive players were all that concerned about the performance. And you said there are a lot of things that you did well. What are some of those things that you know, give you guys confidence that once the regular season starts, the third preseason game isn't a factor?
Well, I think moving the ball down the field, doing well with our shots down the field. We had a couple passes where we hit Percy on a 40-yarder and missed a 54-yard touchdown one. But we're doing a better job of achieving those chunks down the field. We did against Buffalo as well. So we want to be able to do that, which will complement our strong running game.
Your offense obviously relies a lot on efficiency like all offenses do, but Kevin, those big chunk yardage plays really take some of the pressure off to execute, you know, sustain long 14-play drives, don't they?
Yeah, most teams want those big chunks. I think it makes sense. We don't want to take as many sacks as we did the other night, but I know we've acknowledged them. We've addressed the mistakes, and I'm sure the whole offense, as you guys have mentioned, shares the confidence that we can play better and that we will play better.
Those sacks were pretty uncharacteristic. Christian's only had a couple of those days where he's had some of those issues in the pocket, right?
I think so, Tom. There's quarterbacks throughout this league that are learning every game. Tom Brady mentioned that he's taken too many sacks this preseason, too, and that's what the preseason is for. It's essential for young and old players. It's essential for coaches. And I know I've never walked off a game field or even a practice field without learning something. And I think our players are the same way. We learned a lot from each of these three previous outings.
Was that a product of him waiting for something further downfield to open up, or how do you assess the issues that he had?
Well, there's a number of things that happen on a football field. Sometimes you're waiting for a guy to get open. Sometimes you're waiting for a sight line. At times you're a little bit indecisive. At times you're trying to give the chance for the play to actually evolve and develop. So we know there's a limited shelf life back there in the pocket, and especially against a good pass rushing team like San Diego, it bit us in the rear end.
Devin finally caught a few balls in the second half. How do you feel about your options for the split end position during Jerome's suspension?
I think we feel confident there. We've got a good core of wide receivers, and so we're going to be okay until Jerome returns. We'll be excited for his return, but we're going to do our best in his absence to remain effective through the air.
We give Manny more opportunities, too. It seems like he's been productive when he's been on the field.
Manny does a good job. You can count on Manny every day at practice, and also every game that he's going to put his best foot forward.
What do you want to see out of Jarius? He hasn't had a lot of opportunities to this point.
Yeah, we want to see Jarius out there too. He did a fantastic job on special teams the other night, and we have a lot of confidence in Jarius too. He's had a good camp, really has made a good first impression on all of us, so just a matter of time before he gets involved with the offense also.
How do you go about assessing the productivity of your offense within the context of you're not trying to isolate matchups in the preseason the same way you would in the regular season?
Well, we're always assessing ourselves to get better. In the preseason is just that. It's an opportunity for us to proceed and progress and develop. And so our whole site is really based on that first game against Jacksonville. We're gearing up for that. We want to be playing our best when the games start to count. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.